Thank you. It's my pleasure to see you once more.
很高兴来到这里。
Is anybody happy to see me?
你们高兴看到我吗?
One or two? Okay, good. That's all I need is one or two. It's enough.
一两个人就够了。
I come with a message that I needed to hear, and I hope you needed too.
我今天讲的道是我自己需要听的, 希望你们也愿意听到。
When I was a young boy, I remember lying on my back and gazing into the sky.
记得我小的时候躺在地上仰望天空。
The clouds were slowly moving, and I was touched by that.
看到云朵缓慢地移动，我内心很受触动。
I started to imagine what was behind the blue sky.
我开始想象蓝天之后有什么呢？
I knew about the moon and the planets and the stars, so my thoughts went there first.
我知道天上有月亮，有行星和星星，所以我首先就想到了这些。
Then I had the thought of what might be beyond what we know about in the universe.
然后我又想到了，我们所知道的宇宙之外又是什么呢？
And then, what was beyond that?
那么那个之外又是什么？
It is a moment I will not forget.
这是一个我永远不会忘记的时刻。
After that, I looked at the blades of grass by my side on the hill.
然后我又转头看身边的草叶。
I knew I could not count them.
数也数不清。
My thoughts then turned to wondering how many blades of grass there are on this planet.
然后我又想知道, 我们这个星球上有多少片草叶呢?
I believe God was speaking to me in those moments.
我相信神就是在那些时候对我说话的。
He gave me a sense of awe concerning how much greater creation is than what we can comprehend.
神赋予了我一种敬畏, 当我想到他创造之伟大远超过我的想象的时候。
He was also teaching me about eternity and his infinite greatness.
他还在教导我关于永恒和关于他的无限伟大。
Last fall, I spoke to the English-speaking service here about something similar.
去年秋天我在咱们教会英文堂谈到类似的事情。
Some scientists had decided to determine what the chances of each of us individually being here today are.
有些科学家他们决定算一算, 我们每个人今天能够在这里存在的几率是多少?
The first estimate I heard was there is 1 in 400 trillion chances that I would be alive today.
我听到的第一个数字是4000亿分之一。
The reasoning behind this number took into consideration all the possibilities of life.
这个数字背后的推理考虑了所有可能的生命形式。
The number of people that died prior to having any children because of disease, war, or violence is one example of that.
比如因为疾病、战争或者暴力，就是他们生孩子之前就死去的人，这些人数也被计算在内。
The mystery of how two people are joined together to start a family is another example.
还有两个人他如何结合在一起开始一个家庭的这种概率。
Then there are the number of eggs and sperm cells that exist in every man or woman.
还有就是每个男人或女人身上的卵子和精子的数量。
So what are the chances of two of them joining together?
那么这两个里面拿出一个来结合在一起的几率又是多少?
The implications of all this are that you and I are here either by chance or by God's divine choosing.
所以研究了这些数字以后发现, 你我在这儿,要么是偶然的,要么就是神,他神圣选择的结果。
So let's take a look at another infinite truth from God's Word.
所以我们从神的话语中再看一个无限的真理。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him.
天离地何等的高,他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远, 祂叫我们的过犯, 离我们也有多远。
Now I'm a curious guy.
我是个好奇心很重的人。
So I decided to find out what scientists believe is the furthest distance of the universe today.
所以我就想了解一下科学家所知道的现在宇宙最远的边缘离我们有多远。
And I learned that some believe that the edge of the universe is 48 billion light years away.
我了解到有些人认为宇宙的边缘距离我们大约480亿光年。
One light year is the equivalent of 6 trillion Earth years.
一个光年等于6万亿个地球年。
So the language used in this passage describes how the Lord wants us to appreciate His love that endures forever.
所以诗篇中这句话向我们描述的就是神想让我们知道他那永恒不变的爱。
The equation on the screen gives us a human perspective of a number we cannot define except by a scientific equation.
这个屏幕上的等式给了我们一个人类的视角，就是一个我们无法定义，只能通过科学等式来表达的数字。
In other words, it is greater than we can imagine.
换句话说，它远远超出了我们的想象。
The distance between the east and the west seems pretty much impossible to me if you are measuring in a straight line.
如果你想用一条直线来测量东西之间的距离，好像也是不太可能。
In my mind, the east will never meet the west on a flat plane.
如果想象一个完全平的地方，东和西永远也不会在就是遇到一起的。
Our experience on Earth is that east and west seem to be quantifiable, but the furthest east and the furthest west are not from a human perspective.
我们在地球上能够体会到东和西似乎是可以量化的，但是最东和最西你永远也无法达到。
They are greater than we can imagine.
这就超出了我们的想象。
So here you have the measure of God's love and God's forgiveness.
所以你们就看到神给我们这样长阔高深的爱 和宽恕。
In language that is infinite, eternal.
用一个词形容就是无限的，永恒的。
There is a response to the measure of God's love and forgiveness for us that is appropriate.
那么回应这样的爱，我们是需要有一定的回应的。
That is to fear or revere God.
那个就是要敬畏。
The scriptures have plenty of examples that proclaim the greatness of God, but what I want to emphasize here is how personal these two verses are.
圣经中有很多例子宣告了神的伟大。但是我想在这里强调的是，这两节经文中，它讲到个人这个对我们很个人的这个关系。
The immense love of God is often a truth that is lost on us.
那神浩瀚的爱常常是我们忽略的一个真理。
We might comprehend it occasionally, but most of our lives are spent with our thoughts on other issues.
我们可能偶尔会想到这个，但是我们大部分的时间都花费在琢磨其他事儿上。
This psalm goes on to describe God's love for us as a father's love.
那么诗篇又继续向我们描绘了神对我们的爱，就像父亲对儿女的爱一样。
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
The life of mortals is like grass; they flourish like a flower of the field.
至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺如野地的花。
The wind blows over it, and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more.
经风一吹，便归无有，他的原处也不再认识他。
But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children.
那耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts.
就是那些遵守他的约、纪念他的训词而遵行的人。
Our God's love for us is not based on how well we perform, but instead on our relationship with Him.
神对我们的爱不是基于我们的表现，而是基于我们与他的关系。
Our Father is compassionate towards us and knows that we are mortal as the grass and the flowers of the field.
我们天父对我们充满了慈爱，他知道我们和田野上的草和花一样，都是凡人。
The psalmist goes on to use language that is likely more expansive than we might express.
那诗人接着使用了可能比我们能够表达的更为深刻的语言。
From everlasting to everlasting is as infinite as the heights of heaven and the distance between the east and west.
他说从亘古到永远，就像天的高度或者是像东和西的距离一样的无限，这远远超出了我们的想象。
It is greater than we can imagine.
是远远超乎我们想象的。
Isaiah tells us that God's ways and his thoughts are higher than our ways, and that no one has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived what is in store for those who love him.
以赛亚告诉我们，神的道路高于我们的道路，没有人眼睛看见，没有眼睛听过，也没有人的心思可以想象，神为那些爱他的人所预备的。
There it is.
就是这样。
His love is greater than we can imagine.
他的爱超出了我们的想象。
Our relationship of love is proven by our obedience as his children.
作为神的孩子，我们对这种爱的关系是通过我们在这关系里面的顺从得到证明。
You understand this illustration as you were once a child, or maybe you're now a parent, that when a child obeys their parent, that is a great demonstration of love and respect.
你小的时候可能不理解，你现在是一个大人，有了孩子你就理解了，就是孩子他听你的话就表明他爱你。
This is a good moment for us to pause and consider what the Spirit is showing us through these scriptures.
那现在呢，就是一个好的时间，让我们都暂停思考。
Consider now whether the love you have for God is vibrant or dull.
想一想，你对神的爱是充满活力的，还是死水一潭的？
Let's pause for a moment.
我们都静默一下。
Anyone who loves the truth will know in the deepest part of their heart that sin is a problem in our lives.
任何热爱真理的人都会知道，我们心里面深处都知道，罪是我们生活中的一个问题。
Our willpower is not enough to defeat sin.
我们的意志力不足以战胜罪恶。
This is why we have the good news of Jesus.
这就是为什么我们有耶稣基督的福音。
God's love was demonstrated for us in our weakness.
神的爱在我们的软弱中为我们显明。
We read this scripture earlier. Let's take a look at it again. Romans 5:6-8. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
罗马书5:6，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die.
为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
But God demonstrates His love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
At this point in the sermon, my hope is that your hearts would be leaping for joy because of how great God's love is for you. But if this sermon is putting you to sleep, you've missed the point.
如果听到这儿你还昏昏欲睡的话，那你就错过了重点。
We all have problems.
我们都有问题。
But your greatest problem was solved on the cross of Jesus.
但是你最大的问题已经被耶稣在十字架上解决了。
Our sin separates us from God, and that is why Paul helps us to understand that it is God's love for us that saves us.
我们的罪将我们与神隔绝，这就是为什么保罗要让我们明白，是神对我们的爱拯救了我们。
God is a father who wants to be reconciled with his children.
我们的天父上帝，他想要与他的儿女来和解。
It is the zeal of the Lord that has accomplished this.
这就是主的热心成就了这件事。
And he does expect a zealous response for his love.
他确实期待他的爱能够得到适当的回应。
The greatest commandment is that we love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
最大的诫命是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力地爱他。
That is a vibrant love.
那就是有活力的爱。
Sorry. All the misery this world brings us is born by sin.
这个世界给我们带来的所有的苦难都是因罪而产生的。
The evil of this world has been overcome by the love of God.
但是神的爱已经战胜了这个世界的邪恶。
Today, if you hear His voice, please do not harden your heart.
今天，如果你听到神的声音，请不要硬着心。
Freely receive the forgiveness of sin Jesus bought for you with His blood.
我们可以白白地接受耶稣用他的血为你买来罪的赦免。
Freely receive the new life He has given you, so you will live eternally with Him.
我们可以白白地接受神所赐给你的新生命，这样你就将永远与神同住。
You have been invited to join in the greatest journey a person can have.
你被邀请加入一个这世上人可以体验的最伟大的一个旅程。
The journey of going from darkness to light.
就是出黑暗入光明的旅程。
The journey of going from anxiety to a living hope.
就是从焦虑到有盼望的旅程。
And the journey of going from death to life.
就是出死入生的旅程。
When our senses are dulled to the truth of God's great love for us, it is because we have strayed from Him.
当我们对神对我们的大爱这个真理感到麻木不仁的时候，那是因为我们已经偏离了神。
He has promised.To never leave us or forsake us.
神应许他永远也不会离弃我们。
He never leaves us, but we do fail to remember him and to seek him.
神从未离开我们，但是我们却常常忘了他，忘了寻求他。
In the book of Hebrews, we read that God rewards those who diligently seek him.
希伯来书告诉我们，神会奖励那些勤奋寻求他的人。
Sorry, here we go. That reward is stated in another psalm, Psalm 16.
另外一篇诗篇十六篇说道。
Let's read this together. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
I will praise the Lord who counsels me, even at night my heart instructs me.
我的产业实在美好，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。
I keep my eyes always on the Lord.With him at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
What great promises!
多么伟大的应许！
From a God who is very good and faithful to keep his promises.
从我们的 永不改变的神。
Our reward is to be His child.
我们的奖赏就是成为神的孩子。
He has a delightful inheritance from us, for us.
他给我们很好的产业。
More than Warren Buffett could ever leave you.
比巴菲特能够给你的还要好。
We are one with Him through faith in the cross and resurrection of Jesus.
我们通过相信主耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的和他的复活，我们可以与神合二为一。
The promise is for today and for all eternity.
这个应许不仅仅是今天的，也是永恒的。
While here on earth, we will not be shaken.
当我们在地上时，我们不会动摇。
When we pass from this earth, we will know the glory of the Lord.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们更会认识到耶稣的荣耀。
It is common for people to have self-limiting beliefs.
人们常常会自我限制。
This is where you believe this much, but you don't believe anything beyond it.
你可能就愿意相信这一点，再更多了就不想信了。
It may be that you have heard many of these promises before and have not been moved by them.
也许你以前听过很多类似的应许，却从来不为。
It is wise for us to consider if we have believed the truth expressed here or something entirely different.
我们有必要思考一下，我们是否相信我们在这儿说的这些真理，或者我们宁愿相信一些完全不同的东西。
Those beliefs that are not aligned with God's promises are like a ceiling to what is possible in your life.
那些与神的应许不一致的观念，就像是限制你生命中可能性的天花板。
Those beliefs are not based on the truth, but on lies.
那些理念不是基于真理，而是基于谎言。
The truth of the gospel is better than we can imagine.
福音的真理比你我能想象的更加美好。
This body of believers has the potential to be used mightily by the Lord to set people free from the bondage of sin.
我们这个教会作为主的身体，我们拥有被主大大使用的潜力。
It will require all of us to live in unity, to love and serve the Lord.
我们可以去服侍别人，把他们从罪的捆绑中释放出来，但是需要我们所有的人在主里合一，爱主，服侍主。
This is a great moment to consider what motivates our lives right now.
我们现在可以好好考虑一下，我们生活的动力到底是什么。
This will take honesty and humility.
需要我们自己诚实并且谦卑。
We have all watched people struggle through life with little regard for the Lord.
我们都见过人们在生活中苦苦挣扎，很少理会主。
This is not God's will for us.
这并不是神对我们的旨意。
He wishes that none would perish and that all would have eternal life.
神希望世人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And this requires holiness.
这是需要圣洁。
That's what it means to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
这就是尽心尽意、尽心尽力爱主的意义。
Living a life of loving response to the love of God separates us from the way most of the world operates.
过一种对神的爱，做出爱的回应的生活，是我们与这个世界大多数人的生活方式的区别，区分开来。
To be holy is to be set apart for God.
成为圣洁就是分别为圣，归给神。
And holiness is greater than we can imagine.
而圣洁远远超出我们的想象。
As we have seen in today's scripture passages, God's love is undeniable and eternal.
正如我们今天在经文中所读的，神的爱是无法否认的，是永恒的。
Our response to His love is what truly matters now and forever.
我们对他的爱的回应是现在和永恒中真正重要的事情。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for the way that you express yourself through the scriptures.
我们在天父，感谢你通过你的圣经向我们彰显你自己。
And I thank you for leaving Holy Spirit for us to understand the Scriptures.
感谢你让圣灵帮助我们理解你的话。
Lord, we confess that we stray from you.
主啊，我们承认我们偏离了正道，远离了你。
But we have also made an attempt to draw near to you by coming to this place today.
但是我们今天之所以来到这里，就是因为我们被你的爱吸引。
So we pray that you would do a work in our heart that we cannot do for ourselves.
所以我们向你祷告，求你在我们心中做工，让我们对你的回应超出我们自己的想象。
You promised that we would have joy that would flow from our innermost being.
你应许我们在你里面有永远的喜乐。
You promised that you had come to give us an abundant life.
你应许我们会赐给我们丰盛的生命。
We thank you, Jesus, that you know how this world operates.
我们感谢主耶稣，因为只有你才知道这个世界是如何运行。
And so, Lord, you know what we go through day to day with the struggles of living in this world.
主啊，你知道我们如何每日在这世上苦苦挣扎。
And we thank you that you promised that we could cast our cares upon you because you care for us.
我们感谢你，你告诉我们，我们可以把劳苦重担交托给你。
I pray that any burden in this room would be lifted today.
我祷告，求你今天就让我们把我们的重担都卸下，交给你。
I pray that anything that is blocking us from having a fuller revelation of your love would be taken away.
祷告，求你挪去一切阻挡我们认识你的东西。
And I pray that you would work powerfully in the lives of these people today and for all the days of their life.
祷告，求你在每一个人的身上彰显你的大能，每日都彰显。
I pray this for myself as well.
也为我自己祷告。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。